In cultivating mindfulness, the establishment of continuity of mindfulness is really where the power of a combination of awareness and wisdom begins to bear fruit. The continuity, the establishment of mindfulness can see very deeply into the nature of our experience. And that seeing of nature has the power to help the mind let go of the ways that it clings. Our clinging is largely dependent on misperception, confused views that there is something valuable about clinging, that there's something stable, reliable, controllable that will lead to happiness. That finding a way to navigate our lives based on this misperception the delusional views think that's the way, and so this seeing into the truth that there is no experience that is stable, reliable, controllable, ultimately. Maybe for short bits of time they seem so, but in terms of a lasting happiness, not so. With the continuity of mindfulness, this truth is revealed very directly to us. And yet, we need to see it over and over and over again. Our minds seeing in one situation, well, that wasn't reliable. In the next moment or two, that view, that wish we have something to be reliable surges back and says, well, that wasn't reliable, but maybe something else is. And so we search. And that very searching is a part of our suffering. And so this continuity is one of the conditions that really supports the mind to be able to connect, see this truth, understand this truth, feel into this truth directly. And continuity has a different ways that there are conditions that support continuity as well. The factor of effort is one of those supports for continuity. And this is the use of effort in our practice. It's almost like an art. And dependent on the conditions, the landscape of experience, different kinds of effort may be appropriate at different times. And so we can't just like get into a locked mode of practice and continue that. There's a continual kind of assessing. Not a doing assessing, but just a feeling into the qualities of the experience. And over time, it becomes very natural that the effort becomes tuned to the conditions. Initially, in practice, we need to make maybe a little more conscious kind of effort, or reminding ourselves to be aware. The very first instruction Sayadaw offered to me, the first words I heard him offer in instruction were, "The only work you give your mind is to remind yourself to be aware." And this is that question, am I aware? That awareness knows something, and we check in. What is that experience awareness knows? And at the beginning of practice, we may need to remind ourselves a little more frequently, aware of what? Aware of what? And this reminding can be in actual kind of conscious thought in the mind. And it can also be more of a wordless connection. Different ways of reminding for different people work. So finding the kind of way of connecting with awareness, reminding yourself to be aware. And remembering to notice what the experience is. But as we explore that with relaxation, relaxing, aware of what? At times the momentum begins to grow, and we need to remind ourselves less frequently. We begin to get familiar with the experience of being aware and almost can ride that wave of awareness we begin to get more familiar with when it feels like the awareness gets a little weak or not so engaged, and that being a good time to, all right, connect aware again. And at the beginning, also, that connection with the objects of awareness can help the mind stay in touch. What's obvious? How about now? As more momentum develops, we may not need to rely on the object so much, but just checking in to the awareness. Aware? Aware? Again, the familiarity with the experience of awareness supports this continuity. And a slightly less effortful question, or maybe not question here, but more acknowledgement. Is there recognition already aware? No need to really check. It's more of the acknowledgement. Yeah, this is awareness. Recognizing that. Already aware. And then aside from effort as a support for continuity, curiosity, interest can bring a very natural kind of energy into the system. It is less like a doing and more like an unfolding. Sometimes questions can support that curiosity and interest. What else is happening right now? And especially perhaps a curiosity about the slipping out of mindfulness. When mindfulness slips out, there's usually something that we haven't consciously seen, noticed, recognized. And there can be a curiosity and an interest in that experience of kind of the weakening or the letting go of mindfulness. This may be first experienced around mindfulness letting go of a particular object. As the attention releases its interest on one object and begins to shift to another one. That shift, often a place that we miss. And so sometimes a question, what has not been noticed? What am I not recognizing? Again, not to try to answer the question. The purpose of questions is to spark an interest in connecting more fully to the present moment. Wordlessly connecting to the present moment, not thinking about what's happening. And so it's a delicate thing. The use of those questions, some language may be more supportive of landing more fully in the present than other language. And wisdom reminders can also support continuity, particularly if there's something we feel a little stuck around, reminding ourselves, this is impermanent. It's conditions unfolding. This is nature. This experience is just part of the unfolding nature of the world. And these reminders can help the mind to land and stay connected with what is happening. And so tuning the effort that feels appropriate for your experience. What kind of effort is helpful? Relax. Receive. Allow and learn.